The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. No, it's the Red Chinese. The deals have been struck. They're moving in, folks. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We've had Robbie Noel in his marathon broadcasting here for the third and going into the fourth hour. And also joining us this afternoon is Mr. Jeffrey Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody, man.
Hey, Jeffrey. Yeah.
Clarabelle the clown, too. Hello, Rob. You know, it's interesting. I listened to your last few moments. A lot of business going on today, things I'm working on. Listen to the last few minutes of your first hour talking about Rick Perry. I want to briefly share this, and it's a very short email that came to me. Mr. Perry ain't all he's cracked up to be. Like most politicians, they like to commit prostitution on us. The email says, I'm a three-time delegate to the state Republican convention, 06, 08, and 2010. I am a patron of Austin's strip clubs. My sources, plural, on Rick Perry's adultery are excellent and credible. Perry, a la Bill Clinton, has an enabling entourage who gets him young hotties to have sex with, both in Austin and especially when he's on the road. The way it was described to me is that Perry was acting as if he was starring in a porno movie, having orgies with his entourage. Oh. He ain't doing no favors to his lovely wife, Anita.
Well, and I guess there's a bright spot to that story. At least they're not little boys.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. Politicians doing to America what politicians do best.
Well, and with monumental egos that you need to be liars in chief of your own state. Jeff, I mean, you remember how they lambasted Perry over this Texas corridor stuff?
Yep.
My God, he retreated from that real fast. But now it's the free trade or the foreign trade zones, 258 of them across this country. Folks, I'm begging you, look into this. This is real. So if we're going to have Jeff, if we're going to have all these foreign trade zones, then don't we need some sort of interconnectivity between them?
Of course.
Well, there's your corridors.
Well, and this is something I've been watching in Arizona. You know, Robbie's been gone since from last fall. I live out in the Southwest Valley, and I continue to watch public meetings to discuss new transportation. They don't call them corridors, but as I sit there looking at the maps, this little proposed 8 mile area, this proposed 12 mile, this one's going to hook up to there. If you stupid people would sit down and put the dots together, all of a sudden you realize, well, this is the one that comes up out of Nogales that is going to hook up through Wickenburg, going all the way up to Kingman, which, of course, this is the real reason they widened that entire highway system there. Robbie's traveled that many times.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't got nothing to do with the poor few people that die in accidents. And now you take a look at that monstrosity. Once they opened that bridge, Robbie, it was amazing. And I went up there several years, as you did, watching this thing come together. And
hold,
you said,
Jeff, hold on 1 second. We got a break. We'll be right back. Continue that on the other side.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over?
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back. Jeff, if you want to complete that thought, we got interrupted by a hard break.
Those things happen. I'm normally cognizant of them. Missed over at this one. As I was mentioning, Robbie certainly made that trip many times up to Las Vegas. And watched over a series of years, you know, after 9/11, where all of a sudden, miraculously, they had to put this big security nonsense at each end because the boogeyman might drive over the Hoover Dam and blow the thing up. Well, gee, now they've got the dam bypassed. Don't you find it interesting they miraculously, within a matter of weeks, came up with a brand new plan to put an overpass, which obviously had been in somebody's hip pocket for quite a while. But the thing that became interesting is just how far out the construction went. A good, 15, 18 miles? And, I mean, this sucker's now 6-8 lanes in some areas. It is unbelievable. Don't tell me this ain't part of the little highway system that's going to get us north through Alaska or wherever they want to wind up getting us.
Well, and what scuttlebutt, gentlemen, is being heard through the grapevine as to these governors and their reasoning? It's hard because we don't have bugs in the governor's office. There's a thought. But we don't have the inside information. But most of these governors, and there's going to be a meeting next month. I think it's the first week of July. That they're all going to run over, I think, to Utah or Colorado, one of those two states, and have a big meeting. Well, we can just about guess what this is about, but nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing.
I honestly think some of these governors are so blind that they don't even fully understand what the entire gist of this system truly is all about. Perry might, but Perry's been a flip-flopper. He's against it, now he's for it, now he's sneaking it in the back door. The other thing is, as far as bugs in these governor's offices, there's plenty of them. They're called cockroaches, and most of them are two-legged.
Lee in Georgia. Hello, Lee.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi. You're back on the lousy phone, I hear.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not at home. I'm at a buddy's house right now, and that's what he's got.
You know, one of these days I may put a telecommunications company down there in Georgia.
We need one, because I tell you what, Wilkes Communications stinks.
Well, I don't know. You're going to have the Chinese moving into Georgia. Maybe they'll buy out your telecommunications, your phone companies down there. What do you think?
Well, unlike you, unfortunately, you know, when you got talking about the foreign trade zones, you started listing them off in Texas. I pulled up my little map here that shows me what's going on. You guys, just in the past few months, have jumped in the state of Texas, and I think it was about 4 or 5 months ago I checked. You only had like 13 or 14. Now you got 32 of them?
Yeah. 32 foreign trade zones right here in Texas. And Perry is running around going, I might run for president. Why?
Yeah, right.
Why? So you can make wholesale bigger deals, maybe sell off states to the communist Chinese when you're in Washington, if you make it that far?
Exactly. Well, see, here in Georgia, we only have three, but, you know, Georgia's not that big compared to Texas, so I guess maybe three's all they need to lock them up. But maybe unless they want to put one in Augusta, and then they can have the whole state locked up.
Well,
you know, here's what I got to thinking, especially when you started talking about the corridors, and you mentioned where Robbie was talking, you were talking just a little while ago, was talking about, you know, these lanes are like 6 and 8 lane wide.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, well, first of all, the foreign trade zones, this is that wonderful little deal that Obama was so happy to brag about that they had signed between the United States, India, and China, which is these foreign trade zones. And, well, there's nothing in that contract. Of course, Obama says this is going to create, you know, tens of thousands of jobs, hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Wait a minute, Lee. Didn't I hear that when we did the North American Free Trade Agreement with Mexico? That it was going to create millions of jobs for Americans. It's going to bring up the standard of living for the Mexicans, so they'll be buying more of our goods. And then we watch the manufacturing. Then we watch the manufacturers move right into Mexico because it's a cheap labor market. When that one burned out, they moved it all over to China. Now China's been over there raking in the billions of dollars through these deficits we run every year. They've got to keep the shelf stocked at Wally World, but that's not good enough. Because, you see, we're on the hook for trillions of dollars, and we can't give the Chinese the debt money because they are holding quite enough of it right now. So what's the deal? Well, let them move in here. It's going to create, as you said, jobs. For whom? They're bringing their own people over here. This is not going to create jobs for Americans. They're bringing the communist Chinese in with 5 years. We'll give you citizenship in 5 years. It doesn't matter. Just come on over, do some business with us, and you'll have U.S. citizenship.
Here's where I'm going with this. You know, they were talking about it's going to create all these jobs, but as you just pointed out, there's nowhere in this contract that these have to be Americans if they give the jobs to you.
That's right.
Like you said, they're going to import their own people. And here's my concern, and this is, people are like constantly, oh, you're just fear-mongering. No, I'm not fear-mongering. I'm trying to get you to think.
Huh.
These people, what's to stop them? They're going to be bringing in their own people. They're not going to be hiring Americans. They're going to be bringing in their Chinese citizens. They're going to bring them like over. They're going to bring them over here. Well, what's to stop them from, well, bringing, well, first of all, Chinese military? Now let's look at these 6 and 8 lane corridors. What better way, when the people start getting really upset, what better way to move troops and equipment en masse? See what I'm going with this, folks?
Yeah, Lee, and I've heard that argument presented before, and
I'm really worried.
Well, it's certainly a possibility. I mean, we've got 32 of the foreign trade zones here in Texas, And what happened under Jimmy Carter's regime, the one-term peanut picker, he gave Panama away. And what did we see? Who built down there in Hutchinson, Whampoa? That's right. They control both ends of the Panama Canal, and there are huge shipping docks down there just ripe for unloading. Unloading what? More Chinese stuff, goods, people. I don't know that it's going to go to the Chinese military coming here. Why would they want to take over a country by way of bullet when they can just do it as they're doing it economically? Well, why would you want all the mess?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, with the way they're trying to do it, basically, it's, for lack of a better way of putting it, they're buying it. They're buying the United States. But I would say, you know, this might be something to be concerned with, because if the people in this country revolt, well, you don't think the American military is going to turn on their own people, do you?
Who knows? I got to interject this. We talk about all these trade zones, and yet nobody talks about what's going on up in Idaho. The marvelous Governor Butch Otter has been in negotiations with the Chinese, and they have basically made a very large plot of land available in Idaho to import Chinese families and businesses wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's talking about it.
Mm-mm.
Idaho, who'd think about, hey, just what I need, Chinese potatoes.
You know, I mean, this is incredible. I've always asked the question, you guys remember this, what happens when China is no longer going to buy our debt, our treasuries, and when we, Uncle Sam, when they knock on his door, they're going to go, hey, you know, we just reached in our pockets. The only thing we got is lint. We've turned them inside out. But this is business. If you remember how it was sold to the American people about doing business in China, companies moving over there from the U.S., hey, you know, this is business. This is the way to crack the Chinese communist regime, give them a taste of democracy, give them a taste of free market. You cannot have a free market with the fiat boys, and they've come calling, and they're here. The deals have been made. They have been struck, and you're right, Jeff. Nobody is talking about this. It's the 1,000-pound elephant in the room. Hell, it just moved into your easy chair. It's eating your popcorn and drinking your beer. Did you notice?
I think, you know, when you say nobody's talking about it, unfortunately, they're no longer buying our debt. They're shaking it as fast as they can. But the fact of the matter is we've mortgaged this nation to the Chinese, and they're just coming in now taking what they feel is theirs.
Well, in business terms, you know, this has all been couched in trade and commerce and whatever, and that's the rational thing to do, but to not tell the American people? I mean, I wouldn't want to be any of these governors, none of them, when this finally starts to break. I mean, when is the mainstream media going to notice? When you walk into Wally World anywhere in Texas here and all you see is nice little Chinese people that don't speak any English? Oh, that's right, Jeff. They're no longer teaching Spanish in schools. They're teaching, what is it, Mandarin Chinese?
Well, you know, it's a problem because the precedent has been set. And I wrote a column last night called Discriminación, which deals with discrimination in this country, predominantly against whites, in favor of other selected individuals, races, peoples, people from various different nations. It doesn't matter where. But it all becomes so darn frustrating to me because this nation is gone. You talk about, oh, gee, wait till the people find out what the governors have done. Do you really think it's going to make a difference, John? We talked this morning about your program last night, and I reread the piece that was written by the gentleman who set fire to himself. It is an amazing piece of writing. No, not the most highly educated guy from the standpoint of his writing abilities and his style and his syntax, but the message was there and the story was there, and the guy did an amazing amount of investigation into one particular problem that probably ultimately led to his downfall. And yet, where was the public outcry on your program last night? Nobody gave a damn, John.
I don't think anybody even bothered to read the article, and I've got a follow-up of what the United States Supreme Court. And it touches on this very issue on a vote of 5-4. You think that there's no debtor prisons in this country? try not paying child support.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
We're back. Sorry about that delay. The wife was just leaving the office, and I was giving her a hand. At any rate, 800-313-9443. You gentlemen in the audience.
By the way, Pompidou won the confidence vote by a margin of 122. Which now means with the confidence vote secured, he now has to present the budget in a week to their Congress for approval. So we've kicked the can down the street for another week.
They had to do it. They had to do it. But okay, that's for sale. What are they going to put up? The deal to get that money is what? To wrest from the Greece government and, by way of, I guess, extension, the public works over there?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have to raise taxes and cut government programs, which it's not going to go very well, that's for sure.
You know, I hear that you can put life insurance, you can buy insurance and put insurance on anybody or anything. With or without their knowledge, it doesn't matter. I wonder if I can insure that guy, as I can get life insurance on that guy through Lloyd's of London. Because I wouldn't
bet. Probably, but the premium they'd want would be pretty rich.
Well, my God, I mean, this thing is getting ready to break wide open. And how much longer? I mean, here's the fascinating question to me. We all know what's coming. How much longer are they going to postpone the inevitable?
You know, I mean it is nothing more than a postponement of the inevitable by a week. I mean, that's all this vote was about.
Stu in Utah. Let's snag Stu here. Hello, Stu.
Hello. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yes, fine. Go ahead.
Okay. There are two kinds of bureaucrats. You need to know the ones that say and the ones that do. The bridge between them is something I call a second set of books.
I know exactly what you're reading from, and that's that manifesto by Tom Ball.
Exactly.
And he got it right. He's not calling it what we would call it, de facto versus de jure. But he said that the second set of books have been created, and this is this bureaucratic agency, guys with shiny badges and supposed authority. He was talking about the only way to get rid of that second set of books is to go back to the original set of books. And by that he meant the federal and state constitutions. This man was not nuts. He was articulate, logical thinker, did his research, did his homework, and then lit himself on fire in the worst possible, most painful way imaginable to commit suicide.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I may also state that I don't have his gonads.
It takes guts. To even contemplate lighting yourself on fire like a Buddhist monk. You know, we've seen the video and pictures of that, haven't we? But not one snapshot of this man in front of a courthouse lighting himself on fire in America.
Well, that happened in Tunisia, and that's what started the Arab uprising. I mean, that's what sparked that whole event.
Well, and you guys noticed something, Jeff, and I know you caught this, because we're not news hound junkies. We don't go to the mainstream media. Like the rest of America does. We look at it as to what spin or propaganda they're putting out, or maybe more importantly, as we discussed with the FTZs, there's no stories, there's no news. But this is what I wanted to bring up. And, Stu, this was a follow-up that I mentioned here about the United States Supreme Court ruling just yesterday that states didn't have an automatic duty to provide counsel in civil courts in cases of divorced fathers who were jailed for failing to pay child support. Now, this was a majority 5-4 vote. The justices found that while the South Carolina's father's rights, and this was a South Carolina case, obviously, had been violated because he was not given free counsel, the U.S. states did not have to provide such advice in all civil contempt cases. And in this particular case, Michael Turner had been ordered to pay $51.73 a week in child support. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot of money, usually based on your income. So we're talking $207 or $8 a month he'd been ordered to pay. He regularly fell behind. Obviously, the man had a problem making his child support payments. So what did they do on his fifth infraction? And let me remind people that a lot of this stuff is only policy being run through the courts and through the police departments and through the prosecutor's offices. A lot of this is not even based on law. Well, I'll tell you what they did to this guy, and they've been doing it to a lot of people. You can't pay child support? Well, we're going to jail you. Well, guess what keeps running while you're in jail? The child support bill. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
So what happens to Michael Turner? Well, after his fifth infraction of missing, and they are not detailed on exactly how much he missed or was in arrears, come his fifth infraction, the civil disobedience to the state, they sentenced him to 6 months in jail. But on his release, he was $5,728 in arrears. He was then sentenced because he was behind in his child payments, child support payments. They turned right around and sentenced him to 12 months in jail, a year in jail.
Yeah. And listen, I remember every Father's Day in Arizona, they had this big publicity campaign where they went and actually rounded up what they referred to as deadbeat dads.
That's right.
They would arrest them on Father's Day.
Do you remember years ago, Robbie, when the FBI was milling around and arresting people for deadbeat dads for not making their child support payments?
Yeah.
Well, this is, instead of recognizing the ability to pay, that's a key element, don't you think? Instead of recognizing that, it called on the government to ensure safeguards were put in place. Well, what kind of safeguard is that? Your Honor, I can't pay the child support. I'm broke. Well, this is your fifth infraction. You're going to jail for 6 months. The meter keeps running. Well, they haul you right back up in front of the judge and say, well, you've not paid in the last 6 months. Well, here's another infraction. Now you're going to jail for a year.
I don't know. Jeffrey, did Joe Arpaio do that whole song and dance thing on Father's Day again this year?
Not this year. He was doing his other thing. It was really amazing. But, you know, it's interesting you bring this up. My daughter is obviously in a similar situation. She's got $30,000 owed to her. Yeah. Now, he's never spent a day in jail, but the courts have awarded in her favor. And every time they go find out where he's working and they start to put the glom on his paycheck, bang, he ups and quits and disappears, finds another job. It takes him 3 to 4 months to find him again. She's lucky to get 2 or 3 checks a year. The kid's now 11 years old, you know, and it's just insane. But I agree with what John is saying. You know, you keep putting a guy in jail. Why don't you just give people frickin' jobs in this country instead of letting them all go to the invaders?
And why, jeez, and here we go. We go round robin with this insanity.
Yeah.
Guys, what's the major reason of divorces? Why do parents divorce in the first place? The main reason. Finances.
Well, I'm going to save money, but, you know.
It's money. It's finances. It used to be 50% in better times. What do you suppose it is now? Who the hell's keeping track of those figures? So here we have the inability to pay and support your children, and then they go after them and then put them in jail. That is a debtor's prison type of thing. And this is what Tom Ball, he actually laid out quite effectively. Mm-hmm. That's why your media never touched the stories. Thanks for your call, Stu. Mike in Washington. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hi, fellas, and thanks for taking my call. Just want to run something real quick by it. Do you remember the 1984 film Red Dawn?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And how that was this hypothetical invasion of the Russians and the Latin America countries? And you remember the scene where they're parachuting in at the high school and everything?
Yeah, that was the beginning of the movie, yeah.
Right. Well, there was a remake of that movie that was announced at the 2008 Cannes Film Festival. I guess the thing's been completed for 2 years. It had its own website. And it was Red Dawn 2010, and it was about a Chinese invasion. And basically at their website, you could read the storyline. It was not a forceful takeover. We invited their military to come here and do joint training, and they had their corporations and stuff here. Then all of a sudden, they say, hey, we're taking over. Now that thing, apparently, you can't hardly find any information about it anywhere.
And who goes through, I mean, the filmmaking process, the script, it's got to be written. It's got to be sold. You got to have a studio to back it. Funds have to be raised. Actors are hired. The movie's produced. All that money is spent, and then it's sitting on a shelf for 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess MGM was behind it.
Hmm.
Can I inject this? I like the justice system in Mexico. I was pulled over the weekend. My first encounter with the federales. I guess I was pulled over because I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. But he was very happy with the 300 pesos I forked over, and he wished me well and have a happy vacation.
Well, do you remember here in the States when they started the deal, you got pulled over by the state police for speeding? Hey, you got a credit card? I can run that right now, and you can be on your way. So why don't we just do this to pay off the cops, and let's just stay out of court?
Yeah, he actually wanted 500 pesos, but I managed to negotiate 300.
Oh, I could just see you doing this, you doing a deal with the gendarmes down there.
I think it's a very cool method.
Mike, thanks for your call. I don't, we'll look for Red Dawn 2010, the smiling red Chinese, not parachuting in, coming with little smiley faces, and, well, we're here just to do some business. Gary in Florida. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, how you doing? I just wanted to tell you two stories. The one I read about a month ago, there was a guy that was in jail. He got out on DNA thing after he was in jail for like 17 years. Mm-hmm. And they released him, and the state said, well, we don't owe you any money, you know, for illegally locking you up for those 17 years. But here's a $113,000 bill for your past due child support.
Oh, my God. And did they have the termity at the time just to throw him right back in prison? Or are they going to wait a little while?
It didn't say if they did that or not in the story, so I couldn't tell you. But then there's another kid down the street, and he lost his job, and he's getting $275 a month unemployment, and he can't pay his child support. And so he went to file for food stamps. And I guess if you're late on your child support, that you can't get food stamps. So here's a guy that's got a house payment and no job, and he's trying to live on $1,100 a month, which... And on top of that, he's falling behind on his child support also.
Well, then,
and one more thing about the show about yesterday.
Yes.
One thing, I was a dumb American until 9/11. I thought we were the best country in the world, and I thought that everything that everybody ever told me that they were idiots until I seen 270 stories fall in 45 seconds. And ever since that day, I've been reading about 7 or 8 hours a day. One, I didn't read that story yesterday, but I do read 7 or 8 hours a day. Two, I talk to every single person that I see about what is going on. And two things happen. One, they either think you're nuts, or two, they know, but they don't care. So this thing, got my haircut today. He knew what was going on, but they don't know. Nobody has ever once talked to me about any of this stuff. If I don't bring it up, nobody mentions it. It's not in their world. It's not. So I don't know, you know, what we're doing around the world and bombing people and killing people, and that's one family is too much.
Well, you know, denial, Mike, Gary, is a wonderful thing because you don't have to deal with reality. How many lies do we tell ourselves during the course of a day?
You know, a long time ago, there was this guy on the radio, and then he only got, like, on the Internet at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning because everybody would cancel because he told the truth. And, you know, he was about talking about the market all the time. So, mm-hmm. Same with Roger Arnold. And I asked the guy, I says, you know, how come? And he goes, reality is too real for most people.
They don't want to know how bad it is. They know it's bad, but they don't really want to know how bad it is. Because here's the thing. If you recognize it, you're in reality. If it's real to you, then you might have to do something about it, and people don't have a clue as to what to do. We have a federal government that's overstepped its bounds, and that is a downplay. But it's just too big to fight.
John, I have to say this. There's a website called The Wayback Machine. And you can go on the Wayback Machine and you can access a website URL, and it'll take you back to the first, it goes back to 1995. So for giggles the other day, I punched in WWCR. And there's really only three people from the 1990s. That were on WWCR back in those days that are still on the air today. And that is you, myself, and Tex Mars. I mean, is that amazing thing or what?
I think it's not the guy from What Really Happened. Michael Rivero. But he quit for a while, and now he's back. He's got another website. And he just got tired of trying to convince people because he tried for so many years, and it was, you're just not going to change human nature, no matter how hard you try. And then I'm going to say one more thing. In the movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. One, I wish those little metal bugs would come. I wish they would come, because this planet needs to be cleansed. But people will not realize, and I always felt like telling Alex Jones, too, that you're not going to change the people. People, everybody's going to know what's going on when it's their time to know, and not before. And in the movie it says, your professor was right, people will change at the prefaces. And that's what's going to happen. But by then, it's going to be too late. But that's when change will happen, and not before, because before that, people won't accept it. It'll be too real for them. And until it's right in front of their face, they won't even know what's happening.
Well, Gary, imagine when the American people find out that they've been inundated by the communist Chinese and the government set up the deal and say that we don't want their assets sitting on our soil. What do you think is going to happen if any damage is done to any communist Chinese that are over here or any of their property that they just bought? How do you think the response from the government's going to be?
You know, I think they know what's going to happen, and I think that's why they're setting up a police state.
There you go, brother. It is the globalization process. It's the final pieces now falling into place. And I got to admit to you guys, I didn't see the Chinese thing coming. I did not see this. A couple of months ago, talking with Jane Lesko, which, by the way, her husband committed suicide, 58 years of age, because the man, it just destroyed him. Didn't have a job, unemployment benefits ran out. He knew exactly what was coming. He couldn't deal with it. But when you, I did not see this one coming, guys.
James Lesko?
Jane Lesko, her husband. Jane Lesko was part of the Phyllis Schlafly. She was the president of Eagle Forum out of Utah.
You're kidding me.
I am not joking. People are not equipped to deal with this. And things, the stage, the property masters forgot to clear the stage off. It's still all sitting here, the bricks, the mortars, the grass, the trees, everything is still here. But people are, they're the last thing to leave the station, Robbie, I said this, was hope, and it's gone. And that's what people are feeling, but here's the thing.
You know, when the old people are gone, all of it's just going to be perfect for them, because the young people are totally oblivious, and they're not being taught. And they
they're in school learning Mandarin Chinese. They think it's okay.
Yeah.
Why? Where are the parents? Why are you teaching Mandarin Chinese in my classrooms? My tax dollars are going to pay for that school. While you were teaching Spanish, but now you're teaching Mandarin Chinese. Why? Where are the parents? Why? Where are they?
Because the parents not knowing how to be parents about two generations
ago. They're paying their BlackBerry bills so they can really become alien to their own planet in reality. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate
it. Have a good one, man.
All right, Gary.
Take care.
Jeff?
Interesting about your commentary on the Chinese situation about being blindsided, because we look back to the Carter era where we, in effect, Carter gave away our interest in the Panama Canal, and it's my understanding that the Chinese very quickly moved in there. Mm-hmm. So that becomes your regional establishment. Walmart was not as big then as it is today. That is your next establishment, and as they've continued to grow, they've continued to buy us up. So but it's like everything else. You don't see it when it's smack dab right in front of you. It's all happening right in front of you. We've all become too blind.
Well, but it was masterfully couched and hidden. I didn't have a clue up until a couple of months ago, Jeff, that this had actually taken place. And it's done. It's a deal. I wonder if the media is going to be allowed at the little governor's convention starting next month.
Because no, it seems to me that the more the media gets into the Bilderberg meetings now than gets into the little governor's meeting. It's going to be interesting to watch. You're right.
Yeah. You have a special today, and it's a little different. You've got silver.
It's quite a bit different. This is not our traditional Chapman special, and that's partially because Bob isn't here, but partially because we continue to get a lot of requests for silver. And I'm continuing to work on trying to acquire smaller quantities of silver eagles and rounds. And one of the biggest suppliers in the country put out his daily list this morning of, their costs of rounds and maple leafs and American eagles. American eagles aren't even on the list. Apparently, they're now out as far as August for delivery, whereas a week ago it was mid-July. So they've just completely taken them off the list. So I've got to be looking for alternatives. Last week, we came on during this program and did kind of a mixed combination of gold with some Swiss 20-franc pieces, some beautiful pre-33 BUs. They sold out very, very quickly. Also, we came up with some American modern-era commemorative silver dollars. Now, you keep in mind that the commemorative silver dollars are each designed to raise funds for something, whether in the case of the Constitution, it was to, you know, raise a big award ceremony, et cetera, for the 200th anniversary. There was the Boy Scouts, the Ellis Island. There's been Olympic coins. There's been Thomas Jefferson's, Ben Franklin, for a wide range of reasons. It's marvelous. The thing that's neat about them, they are constitutional weights and measures. Same size, weight, purity as the old Morgan and Peace dollars. The only interesting thing here is that almost every one of these coins that we're going to make available today, if they were to go to a professional grading service, PCGS or NGC, they would all pretty much grade mint state or proof 69 or 70, the highest grade you can get. But we're not offering them for those kind of prices. We're not offering them in that kind of condition. Each of these coins comes exactly the way it did in the U.S. Mint, in a little round, hard plastic cylinder. That's the way they're struck at the Mint. There is a wide variety of designs on these. You could not touch the same kind of quality in Morgan and Peace dollars for less than hundreds, if not thousands, and in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars more. Now, I'm not trying to equate them with the collectability of the Morgans and Peace dollars, but as Robbie knows, there are far fewer of these ever minted than were then. It's a great alternative way to pick up some silver. Obviously, we're getting into much lower pricing areas. We can get you coins. Unfortunately, it's a 10-coin minimum purchase at $44.35 per coin. We can pick up a 20-pack at $879.40. That's going to drop the price a little bit. We get into a 40-pack, it's $17.43. Each step up, going up to 100-pack or larger, the price is going to drop. So, you know, it's a great buy. It is posted on the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. If you're interested in picking some of these up, there's only about 400 to 500 pieces available total. They are mixed. We cannot fulfill specific requests for Boy Scouts or Constitutions or whatever. We can try, but I will not guarantee it. You're buying the coins. You're not necessarily buying the designs, but we'll do our best. We work for our clients very hard. They can give us a call at 1-800-691-7898. My suggestion tonight, however, is if you want to reserve some of these, shoot an email out to me. I fortunately or unfortunately have an engagement with my wife out tonight, but I'll still have access to phones to some moderate degree.
All right.
So give us a call. 800-691-7898. And for those of you who have been wanting to support the network and wanting to do it at lower levels, this is your chance. It's a great opportunity.
I saw a big ad in USA Today touting the fact that the San Francisco Mint, for the first time in a decade, is now producing silver eagles.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Very interesting.
Well, and when you started to say it, Jeff, it's for the silver. You're buying the silver.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm looking at the markets, and I'm looking at gold, 1548.20 closed today, 3650 on silver. Hey, Robbie, you want to make any bets on the little, what do they call it in Europe? Oh, the austerity program. When that thing blows up in Greece, what do you think is going to happen to the metals prices?
Well, I hold by my conviction. Don't be shocked or amazed one day when you wake up and you see the price of silver somewhere south of $100 an ounce. And I am very conservative in that projection. Some smarter than me have got it a lot higher than $130 an ounce.
It's just, you grab it while you can, and it's great trading material. Look, you're buying this stuff for the silver content. I had an interesting email back and forth with one of our listeners up in Canada today. He's got a friend who's returning to Canada. He's been in Australia for a few years. Was very interested to know if I could take care of him with some Canadian maple leaves. He wanted me to ship Canadian maple leaves
from
into Canada. Now get this. He got a price from a dealer up there. And, you know, I didn't care what the price was. I said, well, unfortunately, I cannot ship the quantity you want up there without causing some real difficulty. But if I could, this is the price you would wind up paying. In U.S. dollars up there, the same coin, over $2.50 higher price. So, you know, we're doing our best to try to make things affordable to people. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, you're doing two things. You are helping this network in the direction it needs to go, number one. Number two, and most importantly for many of you, you're getting silver in your hands while it is still affordable.
And I'm going to tell you what. Yeah, we, you know, we were talking about gas prices escalating this summer. Well, it could be a ploy, and this is my personal belief, that this is a ploy to try to keep the inflation rate down by not adding too much to the shipping and production. Think about it, folks. If you really look into oil and what it touches, it's almost unbelievable. So to keep the herds quiet, keep them bedded down, let's relax that a little bit. But if Ron Paul is right, and inflation going into next year kicks off and everything goes up 50%, what will you be paying for a gallon of gas? Will you be paying $8 for a gallon? And here's the thing. And I hate to say this because it takes some of the luster off of the precious metals, but this is your insurance policy. The only thing that this is going to allow you to do is to keep up with that inflation. You're going to be able to feed yourself. You're going to be able to house yourself. You're going to be able to buy your necessities. This is your insurance policy. Never bought insurance before? Your house never burnt down? I'm glad for you. But your house is going to burn down, in a matter of speaking. And where is your insurance policy? If you don't have it, folks, you can't cash it in. And
that's it. That's the reason for having it.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, people had better wake up. And if they have not made a move, make it before, unless you want to feel justified, well, now I really can't afford it when gold's sitting at $3,000 an ounce or silver sitting at $150 an ounce or, as Robbie said, $100 an ounce.
Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, came out today with a stunning announcement that it projects gold to $2,000 an ounce.
Oh, boy.
Well, gold at $2,000 an ounce, but silver at $133 an ounce.
There you go. Let's squeeze in a couple more calls before we dash out of here. You're going to have to make them short. Scott in California. Hello,
yeah,
Scott.
Hi. Hi, hello. Does anybody know the import of this Dodd-Frank Forex 28-day thing?
Glad you brought that up. It almost slipped out. Jeff, you had a word about that?
No, I'm going to turn that one over to Robbie.
Okay, Robbie?
Robbie's got the answer on that deal.
Yeah, I mean, that was just unnecessary hype that was picked up by a couple of talk show hosts on another network just to stir the pot. Forex.com is a trading. It's no different to many other trading portals out there, like Scottsdale Trading, or and so because they elected to not trade in over the counter gold and silver contracts means absolutely nothing.
All right.
So if you're a regular guy and you just buy and sell physical, you're unaffected by this.
Oh yeah, this is unfortunately zero hedge tends to shoot first and ask questions later.
Scott, thanks for that question because I did want to cover that today. Thanks, gentlemen. The program is up. Bob Chapman will be with us back here next Tuesday. Thank you, Jeff Bennett, and thank you, Robbie Noel.
Thanks, guys. I'll be back in a few minutes with Life, Liberty, and all that jazz.
All righty. Thanks. 800-691-7898. Give them a call.
The next round of the